Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Now I have Chaitanya Tamani, who's the director of, writer, I should say, of Court. Hello, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for joining us on Fred Film Radio.
It's my pleasure.
So is this your first debut feature?
Yes.
And this is your first Venice experience?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about it. What's it been like so far?
It's been great. The festival's pretty cool. It's quite relaxed and it's a beautiful city. And it's my first time at Venice. And we are so excited to present the film at such a prestigious film festival. So it's great. We're having a great time and we are really excited about the premiere tomorrow.
Yeah, the premiere is tomorrow, which is day 9 of the festival. And of course, you know, I can't figure out what day we're on, but I hope you get to see some films while you're here, because obviously, of course, you're here for the main reason is for your film, but hopefully you'll get to see some other films in the process. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to?
I just saw Roy Anderson's film yesterday, which was really good. And
what was the title of that
one? It's called A Pigeon Sat on a Branch and Reflected on His Existence.
Yeah.
And we saw Look of Silence by Joshua Oppenheimer. That was really powerful and great. So yeah, and we're really looking forward to some more films today, like Pasolini today.
Oh yes, this is one of the big films here.
Yes.
There's a lot of buzz about this film.
Yes.
But for now, we're going to concentrate on Court, because this is your movie. Tell us a little bit about the story, first of all, so that we can tell our audience a little bit about what goes on in your movie.
Yes. So there is a gutter cleaner whose dead body is found inside one of the gutters, and a protest singer who sings against the establishment, an aging protest singer, is accused of abetment to suicide, which means he is accused of inciting the suicide of this gutter worker. And he's tried in court, and so we follow this court case in a lower court in Mumbai. And it's a little different from the courtroom dramas that we see generally in films and television. Here, the lawyers are not great orators, and they are reading out these long technical passages, and the witnesses are vague, the documents are misplaced, everybody's slightly distracted. So it's a more realistic portrayal of a trial. And what happens is then you slowly start delving into the lives of the public prosecutor, the defense lawyer, the judge, the people involved in this case. You start observing them outside of the courtroom in their personal lives to see who they are, where they come from, and how their personal ethics and morals influence the judgments about life and death that they're taking every day in the courtroom.
Yeah, because, if you think about it, they're taking other people's lives into their hands. So they don't have a vested interest to do much with them, because other than win the case, or, you know, inevitably a lot of them lose the case, as we notice with one of the characters. But I was wondering, first of all, kind of like, what's your inspiration for this film? Because, as you say, there are a lot of courtroom dramas, but you chose to do this slightly differently.
Yes. For me personally, films or literature was not the inspiration for this film, but rather the kind of trials that are happening in India. A lot of cultural activists in India are being tried right now. So that was one of the major inspirations. And a lot of these cases are kind of bordering towards the absurd or the surreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's harrowing, but it's also funny in a very perverse way. So that became an inspiration for me. And also, when I attended real trials in courtrooms, I found that it is nothing like what we've seen on film or television. This is actually theater of a very different kind, because India has a very specific cultural context. Mumbai has a very unique cultural milieu. So I thought it was very exciting to craft a film around this cultural milieu.
Yeah. So I mean, this the inspiration came from your real experience of these courtrooms, and then obviously wanting to delve a little bit deeper into the personal lives of the defense lawyer and the, and the prosecutor. So that's actually an interesting angle. I mean, you mentioned there it's like theater, which it absolutely is. But also at the same time, it's a very, I mean, I remember when I was about 16 or 17, I was interested in being a lawyer, and I went to sit in various courtrooms, and actually sometimes not a lot happens.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, you're just sitting there, and I mean, they're talking about someone's life as if they're reading out the shopping list, like, what should we get from our local supermarket today?
Yes.
It's actually quite scary, because, you know, you are talking about someone's life and impacting it in a really huge way. I mean, there's one scene where a group of people don't pay their ticket on the train or something, and they're fined at 500 rupees, which sounded like a lot to me. And I was thinking, how are they going to find that money? So it, you know, it does throw out all these different interesting things that are integral to society. But do you think that they're very cultural specific? Do you think this can play to a wider audience?
Yes, I think it can absolutely play to a wider audience, because our perception of bureaucracy, our perception of bureaucratic officers, I think is more or less similar. And I see that protests are happening everywhere around the world, and people are not happy with the system and the government. And the idea of the film is not to kind of villainize anybody or to glorify anybody. It is actually to go deeper into their characters and see them beyond their official jobs or their official duties. So in that sense, it's a more observational film. It's a more slice of life film. And I think a lot of the aspects or the elements about these characters, they are quite universal.
What I really liked about it was, you know, in some countries, sometimes it's about the freedom of speech and there's injustices. I mean, I come from an Arabic background, so, you know, especially expressing yourself or expressing anything that may be against some sort of judicial system or the government per se. So I think it's interesting that you tackle this subject. Has this film played in Mumbai, in India?
No, it might play in October. There's one festival that's confirmed in October in Mumbai, and there's another one that might happen. So we are very excited because the film is set in Mumbai and it reflects, and Mumbai is a key character in the film. So we are very excited to see how the Mumbai audience reacts to the film. But so far, this is our world premiere.
Yeah, this is your world premiere. It's very exciting. And also, it's in competition. We mustn't forget, it's in the Horizonte selection. So your film not only has made it through however many hundreds of films that have been scouted throughout the year, you know, it's been selected, and now it's also in competition. So, and it must be quite a difficult, a bit of a nerve-wracking time, I should say.
I don't know. I feel quite confident. And
you look very relaxed. You don't look like you're here for a competition. You look like, I've got my premiere tomorrow.
I'm having a good time. And it's also exciting that the film is premiering on Sala Web. So people who are not attending the festival can watch the film online from tomorrow for the next 2 days. It's like attending the festival, but without being in Venice. So people around the world from their homes can watch the film. So I think that's one of the more exciting things as well for
us. So like Sala Web is almost like a video on demand, but obviously for cinema. So cinema on demand. But for 2 days after today, they can... So after the premiere, that's what you're saying.
Yes, it's I think tomorrow 9 o'clock from 9 p.m. tomorrow.
From 9 p.m. So if there's anyone out there that's, of course, wants to watch Court, you'll be able to on Sala Web, which is fantastic. You know, it's a different way of looking at cinema. And I constantly find every year or two there's something new that they bring to the Venice Film Festival, and this is something that I haven't heard of before, so it's very exciting. It means more eyeballs watch your film, which is great.
Yes, the whole idea is to find a larger audience for the film, and as many as people can watch it, it's great. So
fantastic. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Chaitanya Tamani, the writer director of Court, that's showing in competition here at, in the Horizonte, or Horizons if you speak English, selection here at the 71st Venice International Film Festival. Thank you for giving us a bit of your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.